You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Dr. Barb Hamilton Hinch, and I identify as an 8th generation African Nova Scotian, and I come from the communities of Beachville and Cherrybrook. My mother is from the community of Beachville, and my father is from the community of Cherrybrook. And then I claim Sierra Leone as my ancestral home, so we've been here for many years, and I currently teach in the School of Health and Human Performance at Dalhousie University. Within the African Nova Scotian community, we have over 48 African Nova Scotian communities, and many of us would trace our roots to about 4 to 8 generations African Nova Scotian. So often when we travel outside of Nova Scotia, people often ask us where you're from, and we'll say Nova Scotia. And they'll say, where are your parents from? We'll say Nova Scotia. Where are their parents from? We'll say Nova Scotia. And so our communities are very close-knit, and in most of our African Nova Scotian communities, we also are very faith-based. So a lot of our communities are also built around a church. And so the church was often our first place where we went for our education, our social justice, just to feel welcome and included within that sense of community. So it's very important. So the conference that we're attending today is looking at Black excellence in STEM. And so STEM is standing for science, technology, engineering, and math. And it's in partnership with Imhotep Legacy Academy and Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute. And I'm a board member of Imhotep Legacy Academy, and I have been since the beginning. So I'm one of the co-founders, along with Wayne Hamilton and Dr. Kevin Hewitt. And so the intent of the conference is to try to get people to see the excellence that we are doing in the STEM professions, particularly those of African descent. And we know that we are still struggling to see ourselves represented in STEM as well as in the health professions. So I'm also part of a program called PLANS, Promoting Leadership for African Nova Scotians in Health, where we try to change the face of healthcare. Our medical doctors, our dentists, and our 9 schools are health professionals within Dalhousie University. People don't realize that the true father of medicine is Imhotep. And Imhotep is African, so because Egypt is on the continent of Africa. But yet Hippocrates, who is Greek, is credited for having the Hippocratic Oath as a medical doctor. But Hippocrates studied under Imhotep Legacy. So we wanted to have our youth have a foundation in our father of science, our father of medicine. And it's important for them to understand that they come from greatness, that science, technology, engineering, and math is in our genes. And it's not anything we should be afraid of. It's the public school system to a degree that makes us afraid of our richness. Well, we try to engage the youth in helping us to develop the activities. We try to keep track of what's good, what's hot, what are they doing, what excites them. And we have amazing students who are coming from the different STEM professions within our school at Dalhousie, and they're youth themselves. And so they help us to figure out what made them interested in science. And so we try to make sure that any activities we do are things they can easily do around their home, so that while they're doing it, they're also learning at the same time. So we make it very practical. Just the other day, we were looking at a very excellent workshop activity that we hope to do around the heart and the importance of the heart. Students are excited when they learn about their DNA and blood plasma and what blood type they are. So we make it very practical to what they're doing, like how do lights work? How do batteries turn on a lamp? So we make it very relevant to just everyday questions that you might have as a young person. Yeah, so Dalhousie was founded in 1818, and they just celebrated the 200 years. And I often remind people that when Dalhousie was founded in 1818, people of African descent were not on that institution. It wasn't a place where I could choose to go to school if I wanted. It wasn't a place that I could choose to work at if I wanted. And so Dalhousie is making great inroads in trying to improve its access for people of African descent. We have a number of initiatives that go on at our institution. We recently did this report called the Belong Report around inclusion, equity, and diversity to try to see what can we do better to make sure students of African descent and students from other racialized backgrounds feel welcomed and included at Dalhousie University. So we have the Indigenous Black and Mi'kmaq Law School program that has been over 30 years at Dalhousie University. We have the Transition Year program that's been over 30 years, both for Indigenous Black and Indigenous students. We have the PLANS, we have Imhotep Legacy, and we continue to try to improve services for our students of African descent. We have the Black Student Advising Center, and we're listening. We're listening to see how else can we engage students. We try to involve the African Nova Scotian community and the Indigenous community as much as possible in helping us set the next direction for Dalhousie University. So I would be lying if I said that our students don't experience different levels of racism. We know that Nova Scotia is often talked about as the deep south of the north. And so our public school system, our university system, our post-secondary education system, our students do still experience a level of racism. Sometimes they can still only be the one or two in their class. There's very few professors of African descent, so they're still not at a point where they're seeing themselves well represented in the university system. Another challenge that sometimes students face being questioned about is it their work. There still are some of the stereotypes that get attached to our students of African descent, and that some folks don't think they're bright enough and intelligent enough to be able to do what they do. But I love the fact that our students are proving them wrong in so many ways. Students are winning awards, they're going on and doing their PhDs, they're going on and doing medical degrees, they're going on and becoming our professors and researchers. So every time a student walks across that stage as of African descent, it's like saying, I did it in spite of. And as the community of people of African descent, we lift them up and we celebrate their accomplishments. So I have to give credit to our staff. We have amazing staff at IMHOTEP Legacy. And I think they saw the importance of making sure that the students came to a center, like the Discovery Center, where they see science around them, so they can see what has been contributed. What we often don't celebrate is the number of patents and inventions of people of African descent. If it wasn't for people of African descent, we wouldn't have things like the process of blood plasma. We wouldn't have the traffic light. We wouldn't have conductors for our phones. There's a number of inventions that people of African descent have done. And so the Discovery Center gives them a chance to see, are we represented here? And if we're not represented here, the community gets to see how powerful people of African descent are.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.